Now, the what you were thinking of leaving the body, that is quite true. Many persons do that for a particular reason, and they can leave their body and then go travel a distance, and then they can lower their vibrations of the finer body, so that it appears to be a physical body, but it is not. This is also true in the case of many of the space people who have been reported. They seem to have physical bodies, but actually those physical bodies are not like ours in that they do not have the physical organs inside.
Margaret, you said that in order to levitate, you have to speed up the, or I believe you said telegraph, speed it up the vibrations of his body?
Yes, raise the vibration of the, speed up the rotation of the atom, raise the vibration of the body.
In order, conventionally, it is understood that if you put something into a fire, if you put a piece of iron into a fire, you will speed up the vibration of its atoms. This is called heat. Or if a man goes into a steam room and gets real hot and sweaty, his vibrations would be considerably increased. And have you heard of anyone going into a steam room and levitating?
No, because this process or practice of levitation is not accompanied by any heat.
Well, I've heard, of some of the Tibetan lamas who could sit in the snows and ice and raise the vibrations of their body to ward off the cold.
They can do that, I suppose, but in Return of the Dove, I describe, in fact, I quote a story from Fate Magazine, written by Mrs. Elsie Willow, and she tells